Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
As Congress is ready to head home for the holidays, as soon as the Senate settles its differences, it will be heading to their homes, secure with the knowledge that a budget agreement has been reached and that no threat of a government shutdown in January, similar to one that happened in October, will take place. I brought that topic up earlier this week in a conversation with investment advisor Kevin Clark of the Holland office of Raymond James.
Well, when you look at where the markets are, here we are right near the 16,000 level on the Dow Jones. It's certainly been a good year. And when you look at the news from last night, you wonder if Santa maybe came early with a wrapped present from Rep. Paul Ryan and Senator Patty Murray in the budget deal. And, there certainly will be a lot talked about here in the next week or so as people will start to digest what's in that agreement. But, I would suggest probably the most significant piece of data that comes out of that agreement is that it's an agreement. And for 5 years, we have had government that's not worked, been dysfunctional, and really has been a drag on the U.S. economy and the added increase of uncertainty that we have seen from crisis to crisis. So whether or not this does anything to really improve the long-term deficit problems of the U.S. government is yet to be seen. But I think in the short run, when you look at the next year or two, it may provide the backdrop where we could actually see 2014 be the year that the actual economy drives the stock market, is the real story behind job and job creation, and we can move away from talking about what the Federal Reserve is going to do or what they won't do, and we can really start to focus on post-financial crisis. And I think that's the real importance that comes out of the agreement. Now, doesn't mean it's going to pass, but certainly looks like we are looking at that, Gary. And I do believe that in the long run, it's a real positive. And we have talked about this for a long time. There's so much money sitting on the sidelines. About $2.5 trillion in excess reserves that banks have with the Federal Reserve. At some point in time, that money will become more productive. And if we kind of clear the way from all the uncertainty, some good things could happen. So all in all, Santa may have come early last night.
It does beg the question, Kevin Clark, that, and you brought it up in some of your earlier discussions, leadership from Washington. Wall Street's been looking for that. Finally, it might have come.
Yeah, I mean, that is exactly right. And, it's almost surprising because we have gotten so used to this partisan tension that has been this overhang of uncertainty that if that just gets cleared away, and I mean, we have to remember that we were looking at a new debt ceiling issue coming up after the first of the year, and the fact that they just did this early, the fact that they came together, got the job done, is actually somewhat remarkable and will, I think, in time be seen as, maybe a turning point here. And, for all of those people that are concerned about the long-term deficits of the U.S. economy and our government debt, absolutely it's a concern. Long-term entitlement reform, it's a concern. But in the next 24 months, and, we have to kind of stay focused here in the very near term, whether the federal budget deficit is $17 trillion, or in 2 years, if it's $18 trillion, I think we all know that in the long run, we need to address it. But in the next 24 months, if we can get government working again, this will bode well for, I think, the overall economy. It may bode well for getting the Federal Reserve out of the money printing business. And I think it may actually give people a reason to be optimistic about investing in the U.S. economy. Those are the real positives here.
One final thing, Kevin. As we are seeing events occur in Detroit involving their bankruptcy situation, other communities across the nation are looking at that. Some say what is happening in Detroit could possibly happen in other municipalities as they get into financial situations. As a investment advisor, as you are, and you consult your with your clients about many different investing options, one option sometimes could be municipal bonds. How is that market reacting so far to what's going on in Detroit? Has it really done anything yet, or is it sort of like everybody else, waiting to see what happens over there?
Well, it's a great question, Gary, and I think when you look at the Detroit situation, clearly it's going to spread throughout the rest of the country. I mean, these are the needed reforms that most major cities have needed to take for a decade. This is no different than what we have seen play out in school districts throughout the state of Michigan, which I have been involved with for 16 years. So these are issues that need to be addressed. It's not a surprise, and so that's the one thing that I think when you look at investing in municipal bonds, you need to be aware of. But certainly, this is a market that's not being taken by surprise. And these are long-term issues. These have been things that have been talked about for quite some time. There now is a way forward to see how will these big municipalities work their way out of the financial difficulties that they have. And so it could be a real opportunity, but it's just a matter of doing your homework, and I think that's what it's always been. But, again, I think it's nice to get to a point where we can see how Detroit will move forward, because certainly for the state of Michigan, as much as we talk about Detroit, it does drive the state of Michigan. We have tremendous things going on in West Michigan, but at the end of the day, Detroit's still our largest city. It still is very significant to the overall economy of the state of Michigan, and so it is good to see a path forward going through this bankruptcy, but it seems to me to be a reasonable step forward. And like I say, I don't think anyone's surprised.
A little closer to home, but also dealing with municipal government, the Holland BPW continues efforts to get a new power plant built in the area of 5th Street and Fairbanks Avenue. One hurdle was cleared earlier this month when the state DEQ issued an air quality permit that would allow the BPW to build the 114-megawatt natural gas-fueled facility. I chatted about that with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra.
Basically, I would say we are, in terms of the most obvious and immediate hurdles, the obtaining of the air permit from the Michigan DEQ and also the acquisition of the property, both of those things. Well, we have the permit now, which is just, I literally got copied on an email from folks at the DEQ. And I read through it, and I get a fair number of these kinds of things that mostly they just copy you on, and you have no idea really what it relates to. But as I was reading through this one, I thought, I think this means we have the permit, which, it sort of dumbfounded me a bit, given all the hassle and history we've had with this whole thing. So I talked with Dave Koster, general manager of the BPW, and said, now, this means we have it? This is the actual permit. And he said, yep, that's it. So, ta-da. So we have that, and we're close to securing all the property that's needed, so I keep signing documents on that one. And so now there's been a lot of work being done on the design phase of the plant itself. So that is in its stages, and then two and a half big pieces. One is to finish the design phase, make sure we know exactly not only what it's going to look like, but how it's going to be exactly engineered. And then it's the bidding for the project, and then the bonding for the project. So those are the big stages, aside from actual construction and all that kind of stuff.
Could the first shovel be turned by next spring? Or is that still a little ambitious?
I am not sure exactly on that timetable. I know that 2016 is when it
it's supposed to be
up.
Done,
right?
But
right. Yeah,
could we?
As to when we have the groundbreaking, I mean, I would think if 2016 is our timetable for opening, that's going to mean that shovel in the ground is going to happen pretty quickly.
There is, I believe, a natural gas fueled power plant over in Zeeland.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They have some issues.
Yes.
When the wind comes from the north.
Yes.
And closing.
The fog issues.
The fog issues. Has that been addressed at all by the BPW?
Yes. Now, cards on the table. I'm not an engineer, but I can tell you that I have mentioned it about half a dozen times, and I am not the only one who has said, look, What are we doing to make sure that we do not have the fog issues that exist in the plant towards Zeeland? And I am assured that this is long and hard part of the design process, and the stacks are taller, or there's some mechanism in place to make sure that that is not an issue for us. Now, also, I will say that the design, the exterior, not so much the design, but the exterior view of what the plant will look like will have no resemblance whatsoever to that Zeeland plant. It's a very industrial looking, like a movie set kind of exterior in Zeeland, because, it's sort of out, it's not...
It was in the country,
yeah,
and
exactly,
at the time nobody
exactly,
really
right,
had
exactly.
anything.
Ours will not have that appearance whatsoever. What exactly it will look like still remains to be seen. But if you want to find something, go on the web and Google this. Rio Town, R-E-O-T-O-W-N, and it's in Lansing. The Lansing Board of Light and Power recently opened up a plant that is very, very similar to what we're doing. And you can see what their plant looks like. And I'm not saying our design exterior-wise will look exactly like that, but you'll see stacks coming out of it. But it's not going to look like a big industrial site.
And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening. And join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.